This is the Sakha Murli of the 3rd of February, 2026. The essence? Sweet children, you definitely have to make effort to stay in remembrance, because it is only by having the power of remembrance that you will become conquerors of sinful actions. Question: having which thought makes you fall while making effort? Which service do the children who are God's helpers continue to do? Answer: some children think that there is still time left and that they will make effort later on. However, death has no discipline. While you continue to say tomorrow, tomorrow, death will come. Therefore, don't think that there are still many more years and that you will gallop at the end. This thought will make you fall even more. Make as much effort as possible to stay in remembrance and continue to benefit yourselves by following Srimad. You spiritual children, who are God's helpers, continue to do the service of salvaging souls and purifying the impure. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. It has been explained to you children that without the corporeal one, the incorporeal father cannot perform actions. He cannot play his part. The spiritual father comes and explains to you spiritual children through Brahma. You children have to become Satopradhan with the power of yoga and then become the masters of the Satopradhan world. This is in the intellects of you children. The father comes to teach you Raja Yoga every cycle. He establishes the original eternal deity religion through Brahma. That is, he changes humans into deities. The human beings who were deities have now changed into impure Shudras. When Bharat was a land of divinity, there were purity, peace and happiness, there was everything. This is a matter of 5,000 years. The father sits here and explains the accurate account to you. There is no one higher than him. Only the father can explain to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world, or the tree called the Kalpa tree. There was the deity religion in Bharat. That has now disappeared. The deity religion no longer exists. There are definitely the images of the deities. The people of Bharat know that it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age, but they have made a mistake in the scriptures by showing Krishna in the Copper Age. Only the Father comes and shows the right path to those who have forgotten it. When the one who shows you the path comes here, all souls go to the land of liberation. This is why he is called the bestower of salvation for all. There is only the one creator and only the one world. There is only one world history and geography, and it continues to repeat. There are the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages, and then this confluence age. There are impure beings in the iron age and pure beings in the golden age. When it is the golden age, the iron age will definitely have been destroyed. Establishment takes place before destruction. Establishment does not take place in the Golden Age. God only comes when the world is impure. The Golden Age is a pure world. God has to come to make this impure world pure. The Father is now showing you the easiest way of all. Renounce all bodily relations, become soul conscious, and remember the Father. Someone has to be the purifier. There is only one God who gives devotees the fruit of their devotion. He gives this knowledge to you, devotees. The ocean of knowledge only comes into this impure world to purify you. It is through yoga that you become pure. No one but the Father can purify you. All of these things are made to sit in your intellects so that you can explain them to others. The message has to be given to every home. Don't say straight away that God has come. You have to explain with great tact. Tell them, He is the Father, is He not? One is your worldly father, and the other is the Father from beyond this world. At times of sorrow, everyone remembers the Father from beyond. No one remembers Him in that land of happiness. In the Golden Age, in the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan, there is nothing but happiness. There is purity, peace, and prosperity. Once you have received your inheritance from the Father, why would you call out to Him? Souls know that they have happiness. Anyone can say that there is nothing but happiness there. The Father doesn't create a world of sorrow. This play is predestined. Those who have parts of just 2 to 4 births at the end will definitely remain in peace for the rest of the time. However, it is not possible for anyone to come out of the predestined drama. Everyone has to come to play his part in this play. When someone only has 1 or 2 births, it is as though he has eternal liberation for the rest of the time. Souls are actors. Some souls receive elevated parts and others lesser parts. You understand this at this time. It is sung that no one can reach the end of God. Only the Father comes and tells you about the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Until the Creator Himself comes, no one can know the Creator or creation. Only the Father comes and tells you that He enters an ordinary body. The one whom I enter does not know his own births. I sit and tell him the story of 84 births. There cannot be any change in anyone's part. This play is predestined. Even this doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. It can only sit in their intellects when they try to understand with pure intellects. You can understand everything very clearly in the 7 days bhakti. They have a reading of the Bhagavad, etc., for 7 days. Here too, you know that no one can understand anything unless they come for 7 days. Some are able to understand very well, whereas others don't understand anything after 7 days. It just doesn't sit in their intellects. They would say, I have been coming for 7 days, but nothing has sat in my intellect. If they are not going to claim a high status, it does not sit in their intellects. Okay, at least they will have received some benefit. This is how subjects are created. But it requires incognito effort to claim the fortune of the kingdom. Only by remembering the Father are your sins absolved. Whether you follow them or not, these are the Father's directions. You always remember someone you love. On the path of devotion, people sing, O purifier, come. Now that you have found him, he says, remember me so that your rust can be removed. Sovereignty cannot be received that easily. There has to be some effort. There is effort in having remembrance. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Those who stay in remembrance a lot attain the akamatit stage. If you don't stay in full remembrance, your sins are not absolved. It is with the power of yoga that you become a conqueror of sins. Previously, too, you conquered sins with the power of yoga. How did Lakshmi and Narayan become so pure when there wasn't a single pure being at the end of the Iron Age? It is clearly written that the Gita episode is now repeating. God Shiva says mistakes continue to be made. Only the Father comes and frees you from making mistakes. All the scriptures of Bharat belong to the path of devotion. The Father says, no one knows what I spoke previously. Those who were told all of this received a status. They received their reward of 21 births, and then this knowledge disappeared. You are the ones who went around the cycle. Only those who heard this in the previous cycle will come again. You know that you are now planting the sapling for changing humans into deities. This is the sapling of the deity tree. Those people continue to plant many saplings of physical trees. The Father comes and shows you the contrast. The Father plants the sapling of the deity flowers. Those people continue to plant saplings for forests. You show what the Kauravas are doing and what the Pandavas are doing. What are their plans and what are your plans? They make plans to stop the world population increasing. They have family planning so that the population doesn't increase. They continue to work hard to achieve this. The Father tells you a very good thing. The one family of the deity religion will be established, and all the innumerable religions will be destroyed. In the Golden Age, there was just the one family of the original eternal deities. There weren't so many families then. There are so many families in Bharat, the Gujarati family, the Maharashtrian family. In fact, there should only be the one family of the residents of Bharat. When there are very many families, there is definitely conflict among them. There is also civil war. There is civil war in families too. Christians have their own family. They also have civil war among themselves. Two brothers don't speak to one another. And they even fight over water. Those who belong to the Sikh religion want to give more happiness to those who belong to the Sikh religion. Because that string is pulled, they continue to make effort for them. When the end comes, there will also be civil wars, etc. They will begin to fight among themselves. Destruction has to take place. They continue to manufacture bombs. In the Great War, two bombs were dropped. They have now manufactured so many of them. This is something that has to be understood. You have to explain that this is the same Mahabharat war. All the important people say that if this war is not stopped, the whole world will be set on fire. You know that the world will be set ablaze. The Father is establishing the original eternal deity religion. This Raja Yoga is for the Golden Age. That deity religion has now disappeared. Many images of that have also been created. The Father says all the obstacles that took place in the previous cycle will be there again. You were not aware of this at first. Then you understood that the same thing happened in the previous cycle. This drama is predestined. We are bound by this drama. You shouldn't forget the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is just called a test. It is because you become tired that you are unable to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is a song, O traveller of the night, do not become weary. No one understands the meaning of this. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance, through which the night comes to an end and the day begins. When half a cycle is completed, sorrow begins. Only the Father explains to you the meaning of Man Manabha. Because Sri Krishna's name was used in the Gita, there is no longer that strength. Everyone is now to benefit. That means that we are benefiting all human beings, Bharat in particular, and the world in general. We are benefiting everyone by following Srimad. Those who become benevolent will receive the inheritance. There cannot be any benefit without the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is now explained to you that he is the unlimited Father. You received your inheritance from the Father. You people of Bharat have taken 84 births. There is also the account of rebirth. No one understands who takes 84 births. They continue to write and recite their own verses. It is the same Gita in which they have written many defamatory things. They have given more importance to the Bhagavad than to the Gita. There is this knowledge in the Gita, and there is the life story in the Bhagavad. In fact, the Gita is more important. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and his knowledge continues all the time. They read the Gita in half an hour. You are now continuing to listen to this knowledge. People will continue to come to you every day. They will come gradually. If the great kings were to come now, it wouldn't take long. The sound would spread very quickly. So this is why everything continues slowly, tactfully. This knowledge is incognito. No one knows what we are doing. Only you and no one else know how you battle with Ravan. God speaks. Remember me in order to become Seto Pradhan, and all your sins will be absolved. Become pure, for only then will I take you back with me. You all have to receive liberation in life. There will be liberation from the kingdom of Ravan. You write, we Shiv Shaktis, we Brahma Kumars and Kumaris will establish the elevated world according to the Shrimat of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, exactly as we did 5,000 years ago. The world became elevated 5,000 years ago. You have to make this sit in your intellects. Only when you have the main points in your intellect will you be able to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There are those with stone intellects. Some think that there is still time left and that they will make effort later on. However, death has no discipline. Anyone can die tomorrow while saying tomorrow, tomorrow. If you haven't made effort, don't think that you still have many years and that you will gallop at the end. This thought will make you fall even more. Continue to make as much effort as possible. Each one of you has to benefit yourself by following Shrimat. You have to check yourself. How much do I remember the Father, and how much service do I do? You are God's spiritual helpers. You salvage spirits. He shows you ways to make spirits become pure from impure. There are good and bad human beings in the world. Each one has his own individual part. This is an unlimited matter. Only the main branches are counted, but there are many leaves. The Father continues to say, "Children, make effort." Give everyone the Father's introduction so that their intellects are connected in yoga to the Father. The Father tells all the children, "Become pure and you will go to the land of liberation." No one in the world knows what is going to happen through the Mahabharat war. This sacrificial fire of knowledge has been created for the new world. At the completion of our sacrificial fire, everything will be sacrificed into it. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhagdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. This drama is predestined. Therefore, don't be afraid of obstacles. Don't forget the pilgrimage of remembrance because of obstacles. Pay attention that your pilgrimage of remembrance doesn't stop. 2. Give everyone the introduction of the Father from beyond and show them ways to become pure. Plant the sapling of the divine tree. Blessing. May you be an image of renunciation and a server who renounces all consciousness of I and remains constantly lost in doing service. A server will be able to experience success in the service he does when he has renounced any consciousness of I. I am doing service. I have done this service. Renounce even this feeling of doing service. I didn't do it, but I am Karanha, the one who acts, and the Father is Karavanha, the one who makes me act. Let the consciousness of I become merged in the Father's love. This is known as being constantly lost in doing service, being an image of renunciation and a true server. That one is making me do it, and I am just an instrument. To have any consciousness of I mixed with doing service, means to be a conqueror of attachment. A true server does not have those sanskars. Slogan, finish all waste and offers of service will then come in front of you. Avyaksinal, with the speciality of unity and faith become full of success. For unity, you need the power to accommodate. By your having this, the sanskars of others will also become cool, gentle. Connect with one another with feelings of love and greatness. Become one who picks up virtues, and there can then be unity all the time. Your good wishes for the gathering will become instrumental in giving the fruit of their feelings to all souls to find this new path. Om Shanti.